Silly Conversations, the podcast. Your host, Denzel Mills.
Hey, hey, hey. Well, this is going to be the first episode with actually somebody on the episode. It came about because I was asking an ex-student of mine, Daniela, super brainy woman, to help me with checking out how we can do some recording. So I've decided to keep some of this because I think it was quite interesting and also quite funny at times.
Your sound was separate from mine, okay? Yeah. So I'll see if I can get it working. So, but everything we were talking about before, okay, in this nice natural way, apart from the pick a scent thing and taking drugs, this is what I want the podcast to be like, you see. Snippets of a conversation or a conversation. And then maybe, I don't know, maybe commenting on it, depending if there is like, maybe like some of my, not beginner, but pre-intermediate students, okay?
Yeah.
And maybe just maybe make a comment on it where they can improve, etc. Some of this is just like this conversation that we've had. And that's what I really would like to do. And so maybe have people who regularly can contribute with something about what they're actually doing in terms of you and your studies, things you're doing, just our general chats anyway, because we're ranting and raving. Yeah. You know, people who kind of add something. When you start to talk about going to prison, et cetera, you know, it's quite funny, actually. I mean, I had visions in my mind of Big John just sitting there waiting for me to finish.
Oh, and I'm really excited about the London thing.
Yeah. You told me about this. So how did this all come about, the London business?
So, like, I've always wanted to go to London, like, anytime.
But you've been before.
I really love, like, Christmas. Yes, I've been before, but I think now I'm more conscious, you know. Like, I don't actually remember a lot about London.
Right.
And my friends have never been to London. So, actually, two friends of mine. And I also
stop showing off now. Stop showing off that you've got two friends.
Like it's only two. I can
two friends. You just exaggerate so much.
It's true too. No more. Like it's very funny. Parenthesis here. Like maybe I'm meeting one of these two friends because the other one is right now in Cádiz, and so my mom goes like, oh, great, you're going to have dinner. And I'm like, yes, with this friend only. And I'm like, yes. And no one is coming, like no one else. And I'm like, we really don't have more friends, Mom. Like, that's it.
I like the way you say that, you know. I like the way you say that we really don't have more friends.
No, but it's true. And then my mom's, well, yeah. She goes like, well, right, sorry. And that's it.
So you got the London thing to look forward to.
Yeah. Yes, because it's on December. And I'm really excited Christmas.
In December. Thank you very much.
On December is very funny too.
Not from like, my perspective.
can you be on December?
No.
Never.
Maybe there's some part in America somewhere in Central America, you know, Wyoming or Denver or somewhere where they say on December, but
no,
Queen's English or King's English now for the time being.
So yeah, in December, and we're excited. Well, I don't know about my friends, but I'm excited, you know, Christmas lights and.
So how long are you going for? You're going to go for a week or something?
Four nights only.
That's all right then. That's good.
Yeah.
I mean, the thing is with four nights, you can enjoy, but you don't worry about the cost. You can go and like you said to me that you showed me the house that you're going to try and rent and things like that. So, you know,
Another one.
All right. Yeah.
Like my friend. Yeah. But it's like a little bit more centric.
Mm-hmm.
So we choose that one. Yeah.
So then, but have you got your flights?
Yes, also. Like we're staying for nights, but we only have like three productive days, which is good, like for London, depending on what you want to see.
Yeah, and at the end, it's like, it's a kind of thing where you know you can go back and do it more often. So it's not as if you're going to Japan and you'll never go back to Japan for another 1,000 years, or it's maybe one place like Cadiz, you'll only go once and that's it. So, and at the end, it's better to go and have a short period of time and a good experience rather than go for a longer period of time and then think, I can't wait to go back home.
Because then you start like having discussions or...
Arguing amongst your friends. Yeah.
You start arguing with your friends.
And considering you've only got two, this is not a good idea, is it?
Yeah, it's like a very critic situation.
But these two friends, are they studying with you? They do the same as well? Chemistry and physics?
No, they're from the town, like...
Ah, okay.
From de toda la vida, que decimos. Yes.
One question, because we had classes a long time ago, but remember you said there was a friend from school and she never paid for anything? Is it one of these ones?
Oh, I remember. Well, great mind. Like,
I'm telling you, you ask me something tomorrow about this conversation. You ask me something tomorrow about this conversation, I'd forget it. You ask me in 10 years' time, and I'll remember it word for word.
your brain needs 10 years to record the conversation.
I just think really, I don't know. It's just like maybe I don't really pay much attention outside of that moment. I'm paying attention in the moment, and then when it goes, it kind of then goes into the back and it just stays and it just stays there for like a good wine or whiskey. It stays there for 1,000 years and then it just comes back. But anyway, is one of these friends the one from school who didn't spend anything?
No, like this girl is actually kind of crazy, I think.
The girl who's crazy is one of your friends, or the girl who
No, the girl who didn't. Yeah, she was kind of crazy. This girl.
Okay. And do you know anything about her now?
Yeah. Actually, she lives in front of me.
Okay.
But like, I remember once I invited her to this. I invited her to this birthday of mine, and like they bought me a present, and one of these. Other friend, well, I don't really speak with this other friend now, but she told me that she actually never paid the present.
Paid for the present.
I don't know what to say to you. I'm sorry on her behalf. But
well, the thing is, you just need to be careful. I mean, when you open your windows or pull your curtains or open the blinds, because really, most people have blinds, and if she's looking there with like a mad face, with her face pressed up against the window with like blood red eyes or something, just close your windows, go downstairs, and basically take a taxi to university. Don't walk on the streets.
She's like a really nice person, but it's like crazy on the mind.
You see, like I don't know what they call this, you know, but this is one of these double kind of strange things, because it's a really nice person but crazy.
Like you talk to her and she actually asks you, how are you and how things are going? But then I don't think she remembers you the rest of the day, you know.
Maybe she has the same problem as me. Just give her 10 years time and then she'll say, oh, so did you, is your foot better? Because remember you told me 10 years ago you had a bad foot.
Yeah.
So that will be that. Yeah. She's probably on the same foot.
Actually, she invited me and one friend, which is going to London, to her birthday. And so the thing with the town is like, you know, people from school, from when you were 2 years old. And you can't really say no to this person, right?
Well, it depends. When is the birthday party? Is it before London?
No. Like, we've already been to this party.
Okay. And you survived?
Yeah. Yes.
Well, that's good then.
Yes. You know, it's this girl who goes to the private university in Valencia. You remember? Like, we talk about it. No. Okay.
But anyway, there's no names being mentioned, so we don't care. Because there's lots of strange people who go to the private university and not so strange people who go to the private university in Valencia. Yes. But we only talk about the strange ones and we don't know their names. but they live in front
of
you.
No, we don't know the names.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And considering I haven't actually said your name on this, nobody knows who I'm talking to, apart from you.
That's really good. Like, I was worrying, okay, what if it's not going to happen, but what if she listens to this podcast?
Because it's a podcast. It's entertainment. This is what we're trying to do, you see. And you can just say, I was just entertaining because that's how his mind works. He wants lots of questions, lots of entertainment, wants a laugh, corrects me and that every now and again with the prepositions like in and on.
In and on,
and then and gives me drug advice on natural drugs. Natural drugs. Now I'm recording, natural, so I have to say natural
but
drugs.
But I mean, marijuana is kind of a natural drug also.
It is a natural drug. It really is. Well, actually, it's legal in some states in America. I think in Europe, there's
like
some
places. Right now, you can have like a little plant of it in your home for,
medicinal
purposes.
Medicinal purposes. That's what we say, medicinal purposes.
Okay.
So it's like medication or medicinal is like the same as medication or medicinal purposes. Mm-hmm. But I don't really know what the law is, because I know in America, like certain states, California, etc., you can just buy marijuana now for, you know, a whole range of things. And I think for here, like patients who have some cancer patients and people who have a lot of painful illnesses or something, marijuana or the cannabis element to help with the pain killing. Because also, you know, you can buy, you know, when you've got muscle pains, which I know about, because I have lots. Mm. You know, you can buy actual cream for the aches and pains, which has cannabis components.
Oh.
Exactly.
Interesting.
Yeah, they take out that kind of psychedelic side or components factored out. And then basically the actual health side or the medicinal side is actually kept into the thing. So, you know, I used to use this quite a lot, actually, when my aches and pains. On my legs and backs, etc. I tried smoking it, but the plastic just burnt.
But smoking it, I mean, is it really worth it without the hallucination parts?
Well, I was talking about just the plastic container. So there was no hallucination or whatever. But no.
And so the thing about this girl, we went to her birthday.
Mm.
Got her chocolate, like bonbons, you know?
Yeah, chocolates.
Mm, like a nice little present. And then 1 month later, it was the birthday of this friend, which I went to the birthday crazy girl party. She, like, it was sad because she didn't congratulate her. How do you say that? Felicitar, congratulate?
Not to congratulate. She didn't say happy birthday.
Yeah, happy birthday. Mm. Yeah. And so this friend told me we're not going back to any more birthday parties of this girl. And I was like, okay, we're not.
Yeah, but maybe she just needs a bit of time to kind of get into it. Maybe, you know, in 5 years' time, maybe she's having the same kind of little bit of stress problems at university or stuff. Or she's trying to find herself. Maybe she's taking her time and, you know, she's just trying to find herself and who she is, etc. So probably when she's about 40, she's going to be a fantastic person to know.
That's true. Like, we all have to grow into a fantastic person.
Well, some people start fantastic early and then they turn out to be total pieces of shit, really.
Well, yeah.
So you never know. And then because I have all these great people, you know, I've always said, you know, the things, well, first of all, with like your personality, the way you speak and the fun chats we have, even though it's always been entertaining.
Yeah.
But also you're studying some incredible stuff now, which is hurting your head. But then you've got other students who do great things and interesting things, etc. And I thought it'd be nice to kind of just sit, talk to them about what they're actually doing, but also part of the conversation like this, and just get a feel and give them an opportunity to use their English in a different context, but also then for other people
to learn different concepts,
learn that you don't have to be perfect.
Yeah.
Hmm. But the idea of, I will say to you, it's about communication. You don't have to be perfect, but you need that little bit of fluidity and interaction with people.
Yeah.
And considering I won't have many subscribers.
At the beginning.
You see, this is the positive things I need. Somebody who tells me to smoke marijuana, you know, asks me questions about what it's going to be like in Picassent, prison. And then, you know, bigs me up in terms of saying, you know, you'll have lots of podcast listeners. You can't get any better than this. But the idea is obviously...
Yeah, that's true.
The idea is to kind of obviously tell my students and then hopefully it grows organically, etc. And I need to do my part, which is basically half an hour every 2 weeks. I know, one of those schools in Puthol. Clacton. Is it Clacton?
Oh, Puthol.
Is it Clacton
College? I don't know.
Caxton. Not Clacton.
Caxton.
Clacton.
I was like, Clacton, what is it like?
I have no idea. Anyway.
Oh, that's Caxton. Like very eclectic, right? Like, yeah.
Exactly. Caxton. Yeah. Thank you very much. Caxton College. I may have to do some pronunciation techniques. Caxton College. But he's a really good saxophone player. And I'd just like to talk to him about what he does and music. And he's also a very, very good photographer as well. But the idea is really getting native Spanish speakers who use English, who are good in English, who like English. I've got a couple in Igualada near Barcelona, and they're very good now. Not good as in their English language level. They're still intermediates, but we do have a lot of laugh. We do have a lot of fun. So it would be talking to them and doing the same kind of thing. That's why this test here. And then just seeing how it comes together. So you're in Cádiz for how long?
4 nights also, like.
Okay.
A little bit.
First of all, I'm going to thank you a lot, like a big amount, like a lot, a lot. Like, ooh.
Big thank you.
Big Joe lot. Okay. Big Joe from Picasent a lot, okay? For letting me check this out and test and see how it sounds and how it's going to work. And then I really would like to have a few conversations with you.
You tell me. And
then we can just talk shop about studying and work and things like this. And then I can build up some episodes and then I'll put them live.
Great. Okay.
And as you know, the names have been changed and the voices have been changed to protect the wicked. So
if you're, are you really going to change the voices?
Nah. But I like that. I like the idea of that because I don't want people to criticize. But I really don't want people to criticize. I want people to understand that it's people who, with their language level, are communicating, whether they're beginners, intermediate, very advanced, etc. Anybody who starts kind of saying, "Oh, this person has a bad accent," etc. First of all, they need to find the podcast. Secondly, they need to find the email address of the podcast. And third, they need to email me. And when they do all that, I will find them and I will electrocute them a thousand times.
Oh, okay. Electrocute. Okay.
Exactly. You know? Not once, a thousand times.
Mean, I don't even speak well in Spanish. So I don't think.
You can't me that with your super physics and chemistry brain.
No, but it's true. You know, there's some people that like have always like the perfect speech and all of this. And I know I don't even communicate well in my own language. So,
but I've got the thing for you, the perfect thing.
Yeah.
You're a scientist. Scientists generally don't communicate well.
That's true.
So there you go.
I mean, even if you do, who says people understands you?
Only other scientists.
You never know. Yeah.
I'm telling you, I've worked with a lot of scientists, a lot of IT people.
You're going
people.
To laugh, but teachers always tells us this, like when you're doing, una exposición,
a presentation,
people don't really know what you're talking about or what are you going to say, so don't be afraid. Making mistakes. Yeah.
Exactly. And when you get to that next level, or to get to that next level, you contact me. And then you talk about your super scientific stuff and the numbers and the things.
Yes.
So I'm going to see what I can do with this and see how it sounds, etc. And then if I take a little snippet, I'll send it to you. So you can hear it and see how it works, yeah?
Okay.
Well, thank you very, very much for the time. Ladies and gentlemen, that was Daniela, the scientist and the cannabis smoker. That last bit wasn't really true, though. She was only suggesting it.
No, all my friends told me, like, you have face of doing something, like you do drugs. I'm like,
and you're no.
I don't, but
exactly.
Okay.
You're gonna
thank
say,
you, I guess.
You're gonna say, no, I don't do drugs, but I do a podcast.
Exactly. Go listen to
exactly.
Go Silly listen. Podcast by Denzel Mills.
Try and get the name right first of all. It's Silly Conversations. At this point,
well,
I think,
it turned out
and that's why, and that's why I say the names and voices have been changed to protect the wicked.
Yeah.
Anyway, Dee, have a very, very, very good, nice time in Cadiz. Try not to melt.
And I'm melting here. So
yeah, we're melting everywhere. And then we'll try and catch up and to record a few others for the next episode. Okay, you take care.
Thank you. Okay, ciao. Bye.
That was a great conversation with Daniela. Really cool student I had. Much younger than most of my other students because normally I don't work with younger students, but she's really cool. And we get on very, very, very well. I'd like to thank a lot Daniela for help and participation. That was Silly Conversations. We'll see you in 2 weeks' time with another monologue or maybe an invited guest. This is Silly Conversations, your host, Denzel Mills. Bye. The voices and the names have been changed in this podcast to protect the wicked. For any grammar information or correction, please ask someone else, not me.